Good morning. I've had dozens of conversations with my family, my friends, my co-workers, my neighbors, about the importance of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And no doubt, the issue of the church always comes forth. Specifically, in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is the church necessary? What do you think? It's an important question, because whether we need the church or not to be in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ divides the body of Christ. It even divides families. And I found that there are three main approaches to answering that question. The first approach are hundreds of millions of people, Catholics alike, who believe that we don't need the church at all. They have completely separated themselves from the church. They don't see the necessity of the church at all in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This isn't to question their love or their belief in God, because they do. Even though they don't see the need for the church at all, they love God. There's no doubt about that. And they believe in God. The second approach is to say, yes, the church is necessary, but it is certainly not central to your relationship with Jesus Christ. In this second approach, all you need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is to first pray the sinner's prayer. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. And after you've prayed that prayer, you invite Jesus Christ into your heart as your own, very own, personal Lord and Savior, and you're saved. Now, the church is necessary in that approach, but certainly it is not central in your relationship with Jesus Christ. What is central in the second approach is the Bible alone. And then there's a third approach, which is you and me, where we believe that the church is not only necessary in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but the church is central in that relationship. And it's, my friends, it's not a question of arguing who's right and wrong. We're right and you're wrong. You're right and we're wrong. It's not a question of right and wrong. It's actually a question of properly understanding authority. So in the first approach, where the church is completely unnecessary, where I've completely disassociated myself from the church, the authority in that personal relationship lies with the person alone. In the second, it's the Bible alone. But was the Bible ever meant to be the sole authority in a relationship with Jesus Christ? In the third example, it's here, the Mass. And it would be a mistake for people to believe that there's absolutely no difference in all three approaches. They are completely different. You cannot get more personal, more intimate with Jesus Christ than to commune with Him at Mass, where you are communing with His body and His blood, the real live Jesus. You cannot get more personal than that. And I do not deny that you can have a relationship with Jesus when you're out in nature. I don't. I camp with my sons every year with other men in this church and their sons. And I feel really close to God when I wake up and I see the beautiful lake and the beauty of nature. And I sit there and say my prayers. I feel really close to God, for sure. No doubt. I feel really close to God when I open up my Bible and I read it. I feel really close to God. But that does not compare anywhere near when I'm here at Mass, listening to that word and then communing with the real live Jesus. But put all that aside for a second. When it comes to a personal relationship with Jesus and those three approaches, what is God's will in all of that? That question never gets brought up. What is God's will to have a personal relationship with us? And when it comes to that question, well, where does the church come from? Was it willed by an individual? Did one individual in history decide, you know what, we need to build a church? No, it wasn't. Was it the will of a group of men back in history deciding, you know, we need to build a church? No. The church is here and necessary because it was God's will, not ours. Upon this rock, I must build my church. God's own words. The church is necessary not because you will it, not because I will it. The church is necessary because God wills it. And that's directly from the scriptures. Now, when it comes to the church, you know and I know how sensitive a topic that is. You know that when you've talked to people about the church, it becomes a very sensitive issue. And people will be very quick to tell you what is wrong with the church. And they will start naming off things that's wrong with the church. And I agree. There are things that are wrong with the church. Guaranteed. But there's infinitely more things that are right with the church that they never bring up. They'll tell me everything that's bad with the church. Yeah. I agree, there are things bad with the church. But there's infinitely more good with the church that they never bring up, that they ignore. And then when it comes to, they tell me, that church needs to be accountable. Absolutely, I say. The church needs to be accountable. Why? Because love demands accountability. Love demands accountability. God demands accountability from you in a loving relationship and from me. Absolutely. We demand accountability from each other in our loving relationships. There's no doubt about that. But there's two sides to accountability. We're accountable for the bad and the wrong, for sure. But we're also accountable for the good and for the right that people often ignore and never bring to light. Yeah, the church is not perfect, my friends. You're in it. And I'm in it too. And as long as we're here, the church will never, ever be perfect. It will always be imperfect. And I always try to remind people, and remind myself as well, when I'm having issues or conversations about the church come up, the church will never, ever be what you personally think the church should be. The church will never be what I personally believe or anyone here believes it should be or want it to be. The church will always be what God wills it to be. The church is necessary not because you think it is. The church is necessary because God believes it to be. And we will never have the church of tomorrow. We will never have the church of yesterday. How beautiful you think it is, it's gone. All we have is the church of today with all its imperfections. And for that alone, we need to thank God and be grateful. I hope that helps. God bless.